The relationship between gingival enlargement and orthodontic treatment is not exactly known. Gingival enlargement is different than gingival inflammation, and the effect is to create a gingival pocket or pseudopocket. Unlike hypertrophic tissue, enlarged or hypoplastic tissue will not respond to changes in hygiene. It is also unclear whether hypertrophic gingiva can progress to hyperplastic gingiva. Lastly, it is not known yet, but the authors attempt to determine whether there is a relationship between orthodontic treatment length and gingival enlargement. A secondary goal is to see if there is any correlation between socioeconomic criteria and oral hygiene habits with the development of gingival enlargement. This was a cross-sectional study that examined a total of 260 subjects undergoing orthodontic treatment for various lengths of time. Treatment duration ranged from 1 to 3 years, and the treatment subjects were compared with a control group that was not undergoing orthodontic treatment. The study group was divided into groups based on treatment duration, a 1-year group, a 2-year group, and a 3-year group. Power analysis for the study dictated that each group had to have 65 members. A further subdivision of the study groups was done, separating the subjects and controls into age ranges of less than 15 years old, 15 to 20 years old, and greater than 20 years old. The authors included data that reflected social and economic factors, such as the maximum education level of the patient's mother and income relative to a minimum wage standard. Toothbrushing and flossing frequency data were also collected. Plaque indices of all subjects were taken, and the gingival enlargement was characterized according to the Seymour Index. This index looks primarily at two problems. The first is the amount of gingival thickening, and the second is the encroachment of the gingiva on any adjacent teeth. For this study, the authors looked at only the 6 maxillary and mandibular anterior teeth on both buccal and lingual surfaces. The results of the study showed some interesting trends, including the fact that longer treatment durations were associated with decreased flossing. Longer treatments were also associated with decreased income compared to the minimum wage standards. For gingival enlargement, a change was noted between pre-treatment and 1 and 2 year intervals, but no significant increases were noted from 2 to 3 years. Overall, however, the authors noted that when all factors, including socioeconomic status and oral hygiene, were considered, orthodontic patients had a 20 to 28% greater risk for gingival enlargement as treatment length increased. The propensity for gingival enlargement was also increased in the 20-year and older age group. Some of the oral hygiene habits had a mitigating effect on the incidence of gingival enlargement, so that without good hygiene habits, the outcomes and incidence of gingival enlargement would likely be greater. But specifically with flossing, the sample overall showed decreased rates of flossing in general, and the rate of flossing decreased further with increased treatment time. So it is not necessarily likely that flossing would have made a significant impact on the risks for gingival enlargement. The general conclusion, though, was that increasing treatment time is associated with an increased risk of gingival enlargement. Since this was a cross-sectional study, the authors suggest that a longitudinal study might reveal other factors that are associated with enlargement. From a treatment perspective, the clinical outcome of gingival enlargement is significant in that reversing the enlargement could necessitate gingivectomy or other periodontal procedures. If specific risk factors could be identified before treatment starts, then it would be good to be able to caution these patients that adjunctive procedures could be necessary at the end of orthodontic treatment. In terms of treatment duration, it would seem that if it is possible to reduce the overall length of treatment, then this would potentially have several positive outcomes, not only with the reduction of the likelihood of gingival enlargement, but also increased patient satisfaction with shorter duration treatment. As both gingival enlargement and longer treatments have detrimental effects when measured on oral health quality of life scores, reducing both of these should result in improvements all around.